We'll go to item five. This is an action report only. It's a report and possible discussion on status of dairy waste management demonstration project by John Hoffman.
Directors, we wanted to update you on the dairy digester project and kind of catch you up to date on where we've been here the last several months, and since we visited with you last. You remember this is the demonstration project that we're working on up on the Bosque in partnership with TSEC Farm Bureau and the dairyman, a gentleman by the name of Keith Bromley. And the goal was to see if we could remove phosphorus from dairy waste while generating electricity from the methane that comes off the waste, and to see if all this could be done on an economical basis. Next slide, please. Now, this is a critical component of the project. This is the raceway, and as you can see, that's quite an edifice there, and it's used to try to remove phosphorus from the waste stream. And that's what it looks like when it's operating as it should. Next slide, please. This is what it looks like when it's not operating. Right after the first of the year in 06, we noticed that there were some bubbles underneath the liner here, the synthetic liner that was here, and so we drained the lagoon and went in there and repaired the liner and put it back up into operation. And we did this work under warranty. Well, shortly thereafter, we got another bubble in the liner and drained the lagoon back out. And let's go to the next slide. We found that underneath the liner, some of the activated sludge had gotten underneath the synthetic liner. Now, there's also compacted clay underneath this, compacted soil that's underneath this. But if you're an environmental scientist, this is not something that makes you feel especially warm and fuzzy when you see it. And as the Brazos River Authority and the project manager for this, that's not something that made us feel especially warm and fuzzy. So we got to have some fatherly meetings with the engineer of record and with the construction supervisor, along with the help and advice of the dairyman, to try to figure out what was going on there and to figure out what we were going to do to try to fix it. And while all this stuff is going on, we are working with the contractor and with the engineer of record, because we have some very real concerns about the type of work that had been done. And we've already briefed y'all up on that and showed you some pictures about some of the things that we found out there. And so we were coming to terms, along with our engineer, about the work that was remaining that in some cases should have been done properly from the get-go. So let's go to the next slide, please. After a long summer of going back and forth with these guys and having a raceway that was not functioning, we agreed on a plan of action. And the plan of action was going to be to go in and in lieu of that synthetic liner there in the bottom of the raceway, to pour a concrete, a steel reinforced concrete bottom in the thing, and then have the synthetic liner kind of come up in the side. So what you see right there is them rolling that back and preparing the ground for the work for the slab that we were going to pour. And this fix was going to be around $30,000 to go in and put this in there. In a way, it was an upgrade to the facility. But given the issues that we'd had with those aerators, those things that spin around and turn the water up, it was deemed by the engineer and all the parties involved as the best way to get this thing fixed and operating. So let's go to the next slide. There's a good shot of the steel reinforcement that went in there, and you can see the work that was being done. Next slide, please. Pouring the concrete slab. Next. This is what it looks like as it is curing. And it's a good slot of shot of the slab itself. Remember earlier, kind of up in there is where you saw the holes in the liner, and where you saw that material, that biological material, that activated sludge that was underneath there that we have since, of course, cleaned out and fixed up. And now hopefully we won't have that issue. So let's go to the next slide. And that's what it looks like right towards the middle of January. We had conversations with TSEC where, to finish this up, we're going to have to drain that out again and go in and apply a sealant to the concrete floor. And that's not something that's necessarily stipulated in the permit, which is also up at TSEC for review, but it was deemed as something that would give an extra added layer of protection that the folks at EPA and TSEC wanted to see. So we're working with the contractor to do that. Now let's go to the next slide. This is something that we wanted to kind of show to you so you could get a flavor of what we've been dealing with the contractor and with the engineer. What you're going to notice pretty quickly is there's not much noteworthy about this. This looks like something that you would see at your house or in a development coming into your house or an apartment complex. It's open down here. All of this stuff is stuff that looks like it could be in anybody's, you know, condominium development or something. It's certainly not the kind of thing that you would expect to see an industrial site, and not what we specified in our specifications for the site, for the plant. Let's go to the next slide. Now you see what it's supposed to look like, and this is what it looks like now. So we've been working really hard with the contractor and with the engineer to impress upon them the seriousness that we treat those original specifications. And at least in this particular instance, though it's been like pulling teeth to get it there, it looks now like it's supposed to, with stainless steel boxes with the reinforced concrete down at the bottom where the electrical comes in, and all of it clearly marked with the warning signs and the light and all the stuff that you should have seen on there to begin with. All of this has been a laborious process to get it where it should have been in the first place. It has to be, the credit to that has to be given to Jay Bragg and to Brian Haney and Lee Backus, who the three of them from BRA's staff perspective have worked diligently to try to make sure that this thing gets done, gets fixed, especially for the dairymen. And yes, sir?
Who was the inspector for this?
The inspector for this was a gentleman that was hired by the contractor. He was kind of an on-site foreman slash work inspector guy that was under the terms of the contract. They were supposed to provide that. And
it seems like this is a recurring theme, though, you know, that we go out
this
there.
This one wasn't ours.
What they built wasn't what we wanted.
And right.
Can we somehow come up with an independent inspector or something?
That's exactly what we have in place right now with the contracts that we have. We know we don't provide inspection, although I will say this. Our guys, with our in-house guys, were instrumental in going back and once they got sicked onto this thing, helping the contractor get on top of this along with the engineer and recognizing things like what I just showed you. That they should have picked up on that. We didn't need to point that out. That was a no-brainer.
Now then, having said that, we have been down that road before. I think you recall something called the Williamson County Raw Water Line.
Right. Yeah.
We were a little bit in trouble there. We've had some other things called SWAT for where that has happened. And so now through two efforts, one through increased emphasis from John Baker and his guys to look at the things closer, and then also contractually writing things that give them explicit instructions about what we will take or what we won't take, and that hadn't been done before.
It's amazing what happens when you withhold payment.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go, John.
Yes, sir. I'm done. If y'all have any
Thank
more
you.
Questions.
Any more questions?